Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Jasmine, hi. This is Debbie Hall. Did I just talk with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can you get me, let me ask you this. Can you look at my account under Debbie Hall, zip code 75771?
Okay. And how can I help you with that?
Has a credit been issued for the $59.98?
Okay. Will you please verify your mailing address?
18936 County Road 442, Lindale, Texas 75771.
Okay. And I do see that there was a charge on this account. Looks like it was for, $59.89. And I do see that you spoke with someone and Okay, I see you spoke with the agent and you were sent over to the fraud department and she advised that you call back with the bank to dispute. It was something about a dispute and she asked that you call back
yes.
with the bank on the line. Okay, so what's
no.
going on?
She's wanting me to call the bank and get them on a three-party line. I'm out in the country. You know, I called the bank to try to stop the charge because it was still pending. Because I just went back over that survey, and I was stupid to do it, and I'll admit it. And all the advertising that, I don't know if it's your company or what, but all the advertising, it says $5 to pay the freight. I guess the $59.99 in the small print doesn't come until after you submit all your credit card information and submit place order. The ads that are right there in there have nothing to do with advanced modern trending guide, I guess is GU. I have no idea what that is, and I guess it's food that's going to be sent. So I think that $59.90 comes after you've already submitted the order. Never once did it come back and say, you're now a member of this. I did not sign up for that. That's what I was trying to tell the lady. And she's saying that she won't do the credit until I get the bank on the line and she can explain the terms. I admit, I have a right to cancel an order.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That account has been canceled out. But, you know, I mean, there's a dispute, you know, you have to call back with the bank on the line. There's nothing I can do because that was a supervisor that you spoke with.
I have never heard that before. I did credit collections for 42 years. Never have I heard that rule before. She said it was going to cost $5 to do this. Well, that was the $5 that I was originally supposed to pay for the freight. I think this is such a sham. So switch. I don't even know how to do a three-party phone call.
Okay.
So switch me back over to her and we'll see if we can get the bank on the line, on the customer service department.
Okay, hold just a moment, please.
And tell me what is the name of your company?
I'm with
this. There's nothing because it's all under Home Depot. Does Home Depot know that you're doing this? Because
I'm with a third party call center, ma'am. We assist with multiple companies. But
okay,
if you,
so add out there.
You say you did what now?
Modern trend. GU, are they the ones that put the ad out there that snuck it in and it's unseen with the $59 until after you submit your order?
Yes, ma'am. That's one of the companies that we assist with.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and switch me to fraud. I'll give her the bank number and she can get them on the phone because I don't know how to do it.
All right. No problem, ma'am. Hold just a moment, please.